Rabbosai. So let's just recap what we have until now. So the Mishnah said there's an Isra B'miyached, Misyached, an Adam with two women. We spoke about that Rashi and Shabbos and the Gimel and Tosfos over there both said that it's a Desideraisa. The Rambam says it's Midivrei Kabbalah. Beis Yosef understands that means it's a Din Deraisa. The Bach is more questionable in the Shittas of Rambam whether it's Deraisa or not. That's relevant by something the Raisa of the Chumra that make it nafkamino. The Rashba, Shuvah the Rashba says that even if you say the Yisra Yichud of one man and one woman is the Raisa, but one man and two women is only the Rabbana. So the case of the Mishnah is the Yisra Rabbana, and that's Shatla Gemara. The Gemara said, right away asked my Taima, the Gemara answered, Noshim Letin Kalos the Aleyan. That's the reason why Chazal were Masakein to make this Yisra of one man with two women. And then the Gemara says, but how do we know the general concept of Yichud B'chlal? The Gemara says, Rem is for Yichud, the Gemara brings a pasuk to Meramis it. Just want to point out, this same drasha is found in Masechta Sanhedrin, and there the Gemara does not use Lashon of Remez. But it says Yichud Min HaTar Minayin. So over there it's a much stronger Lashon. Why the Gemara changes Lashon is important, is I don't know. And there's a Gemara in about Azura. The Gemara talks about it's a Kanos that the Shammai, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made, they made a Tekana, Shammai and Hillel actually made a Tekana about Yichud. The Gemara says Yichud Deraisahi. So Pashas the Gemara, the Gemara is Mashma that Yichud is Deraisah. The Gemara says that their Tekana was the Deraisah of the Isser is by an Eish Zish, or one of the Rayas. David HaMelech came and was Gezer on a Penuya. That's the more is the next step of the Gemara within about Azora. And Shammai Hillel came and the Gezer on a non-Jewish woman. Non-Jewish woman is not the Rais. That's an interesting thing to point out, that every dealing with Yichud with a non-Jewish woman, it's actually more lenient than with a Jewish woman. Bisman Azeh, even our single women are nidois. They don't go to the mikvah, so therefore now you're dealing with Yisra Yichud Deraisa, even for a penuya. Bisman of David HaMelech, Bisman Chazal, women, even though they were not married, would go to the mikvah because of Tumah Tahara issues. So a woman who was a penuya wasn't a nida. So the only issue was she's a penuya, she's back meeker than mutter to you. So like it's not the same level of gzeira. So that was a gzeira of Shammai and Hillel. It's manazeh that women don't go to the mikvah. So single women don't go to the mikvah. So you're dealing with a issue of a woman. We assume a woman is a nida over the age of 12. So it's a deraisa of yichud. Assuming yichud is deraisa, so a Jewish woman, whether she's single or married, is going to be an issur deraisa. A non-Jewish woman will be an issur derabanan based on the kadosh Shammai and Hillel. Okay, the Mishnah says, however, that one woman with two men is mutter, and then the Mishnah adds, and the kud of ishta imoy, we'll talk about that more in a second, but there's the idea of ishta misham rosoy, and then the Mishnah said, misyachad avim im imoy v'im bito, so we spoke about that we saw that the Bach, quoted in the Piskei Tshuva, in Simcha Beis, says, imoy and bito is lav davka, which means a mother with a son, or a man with his daughter, so you're talking about both directions. So it's lav dafka one generation, multiple generations. So a grandmother with a grandson, a man with his granddaughter, although those would be mutter as well. The Mishnah does not mention about sisters, so the Gemara talks about sisters, we'll get to that. Okay. The Gemara comes along and says this Issa Rabbanan. The Gemara says there's a remes for Issa Deraisa, and then the Gemara moves on to a the bottom of the Yom. And the Gemara says Avalisha Achas Amar Rav Yehuda Barav Lashon Ela B'Ksherim Av Pshutim Fila Be'Asor Nami Loi. So we say one woman with two men is mutter, but if the men are prutzim, then that's not true. And the Gemara brings a story which supports that. And the Gemara points out that tries to bring a riot to it. Eventually the Gemara goes and says a story on Pei Aleph Omer Aleph, which is that Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling together, and the Rishash points out it wasn't on the high road, which the Morse later on you need three people. So really, two people should have been enough. And Rav, there's a woman there, and Rav Yehuda said, you know what, we need to get out. Rav told Yehuda, we have to get out of here because the problem is Yehuda. So he said, well, it's two men and it's one woman, it's Sherim. So like, what's the problem? He says, who said we're considered kosher? Right? Now, the problem with that Gemara basically leaves setting the bar very high. You know, like if Rav and Yehuda are not considered Sherim, the Gemara says, who is considered Sherim? The Gemara says, you know, this Rav Chanina Bar Papi, V'chaveirav. So I don't know exactly how you reach Rav Chanina Bar Papi, V'chaveirav, but if Rav and Yehuda are not kosher, forget it, Rav Yisai, we're done. So it's interesting is that the Rambam does not bring the heter of one man with two women. The Beis Yosef says he doesn't bring it because of this Gemara. He learns this Gemara was not a midas chasidus on Rav's part, but Rav was saying mikra din. He held that we're not considered sherim, and therefore the poison say for svardim there's not a heter shekhanor passes like that. So for svardim there's not a heter of one man with two women. But the Ramah brings that some said this is just a midas chasidus on Rav's part mikra din. The heter of one man and two women is one woman and two men. One woman and two men. The Ramah says is Yeshurim that it's mutter and that's the minig, and therefore for Ashkenazim they're makel with one man. I keep saying it wrong. One woman and two men, assuming that they're ksherim. Now the definition of right, what gives us a right to assume somebody is a kosher, somebody is known to be a parent in yelling of arayas etc. does not have a din of a kosher. So that's Rav Osner has a tshuva. He says any person who has a television in his house is considered a parent in Yoni Arayas, and he's not considered a kosher. Okay? Because he watches things which are not sneezes. So end the conversation. Boom. Wow. Okay. That's pretty heavy. So then you just might as well come a Sardi already. Because Sardi anyway, they don't have a head to. Right? The assumption in general by both poskim is that any person which we know is a Shema Torah Mitzvah, we assume that he's considered a kosher. And he has a din of a kosher, and there'll be heter yichud. Person deal with the shayla if you have a svardi man who doesn't know the halacha. He knows you can't be one man, so he asks his Ashkenazi friend to come join him. So it's the Ashkenazi friend being machshel him and leave me ever. Because he wouldn't be there, it's only one man and one woman, he would leave. But now he thinks there's too many, so he thinks it's mutter. So the Betzim, the Ashkenazi friend, by coming and making the heter for an Ashkenazi, is being machshel the smarty, and according to Shulchan Aruch, that it's also. Is that called Lifnei Iver? Interesting, Lama Shin Shaila, right? You'll ask over ours in the Pasuk of Israel. Okay. So the Gemara introduces this this heter of one man. One man with two, get it right. One woman with two men is mutter, except you need to be ksherim, and that's not considered a malkum of yikud. Now, it's the ultimate rabbanon, because at the raisa level, we already said the issue of the raisa is one man and one woman. The Chacham made a takana by one man and two women that it's aser. They didn't make that takana by one woman and two men. Got to write this down. They didn't make that takana by one woman and two men. And that's the Gemara says before that Noshim, two women were afraid Noshim are dait and kalus, aleihen. But my man is not like that. My Farusa on Thursday pointed out to me that competition between two men, and you know the idea that one might say something negative about the other one, part of the competition thing might make be the hezber. Okay, it's an interesting take of a 18-year-old bocher. I don't understand the sugya. Right. Okay, so then the Gemara continues. So the real then we spoke about. I don't want to get stuck on that. The more on Pei Aleph and Aleph brings Rabba's din. Bala b'ir ain't kosher mishum yichud. So the head eish is ish, but if the woman's bala is b'ir, we're not kosher mishum yichud. So first of all, there's Mechoz Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said that's not matter it. It only takes away the malchus. Tosfos says no, it's matter it legamri, and that's how we assume in the law that the bala b'ir is matter legamri. Rashi says, "Why? What's the swara? Because at any moment the woman says, Hashta Osi, the man's going to come right now. The Lashon of the Rambam When the Rambam is maas b'baal of ear, the Rambam's in your halacha packets. Shulchan Aruch Rambam is in the back. So the Rambam says, halacha yud beis, eishu zi shahay b'baal of ear. So Rashi says the Svara is Hashta Osi. The Rambam says the Svara is Emes Bala Aleha. So the Chazish understands the Rambam. The Rambam is saying a totally different Svara. It's not because she's worried about the husband coming into town. There's a certain psychological state that the woman is in when the husband is in the city. So even though the woman knows for sure the husband is not going to come back at any given time, he's at work. And she knows he's at work because he just called her from the work, the phone at work, we get an example. He has the phone nowadays. You can locate where the phone is. Find my phone. And he calls her. 2 minutes later, she presses the button, find my phone, and she sees that he's somewhere on the other side of town. Or to push him, grapple with Bechlal, like a city like New York. When the Chazal said Baal Abir, they weren't picturing New York City. They're picturing, something more like Warrensburg, right? Baal HaBe'ir. So Baal HaBe'ir means at any given moment, he could come down the street. New York City, traveling from one part of the street to the other city is travel. It's significant travel. But the Maisa, Chazish says, it's Mutter, according to the Rambam, because the Nekuda is not Hashta Osi, the Nekuda is Emes Baal HaLeh. And the assumption of the poskim is to be samech on that svara. Fine. So the Mora says the svara of Baal HaBe'ir. Then the Mora says I have to pass the pasuk which is sarabim. Then the Mora says that Baal HaBe'ir doesn't work by case of liba gospel if they're very familiar with each other. Now, we pointed out that the binyan of the Gemara is interesting. It says Heter A, Baal HaBe'ir. Heter B, pass the pasuk which is rab. Then it goes back and it qualifies Heter A. It doesn't apply by liba gospel. We would expect that the Gemara to present Baal HaBe'ir, qualify that Baal HaBe'ir doesn't apply to case of liba gospel, and then say to discuss the Heter Pesach Mishul Mishul Sarab. Especially if we learn the Swara of the Gemara at first glance is by the case of Baal HaBe'ir, the Kondor Ramam is a Heter of Amos Baal HaLeha. It's a totally different type of Heter at first glance than the Heter Pesach Mishul. The Heter Pesach Mishul Mishul Sarab is a Heter of, that's not called a Mokum Seser. So it's not yichud, period. It's not a heter. You say, man and woman are allowed to be in the middle of the street with 15 other people. Wow, it's a heter. We have a heter yichud. That's not a yichud. Right? It's a pesach shul shurab. The car is not yichud. So it's two different types of swords. So you pointed out, the way Rashi learns that Baal HaBe'ir, the heter is the hashtra osi, the swara is that he might just come at any moment, so that diminishes the yichud situation. So maybe that's the parallel. In regards to is there a heter baal is there a limitation of libay gaspa on pesach rishus rabin? So you have your the repairman comes to the house. So repairman is your wife's childhood friend. They grew up together. Right? He's your repairman. So he comes, the husband's at work, it's Baal HaBe'ir, right? So it's not going to help. Liba gaspa, they're very familiar with each other, it's not going to help. Okay, so she leaves the door unlocked. She leaves the door open. It's Pesach Mishul Mishul Rabin. Is there a problem with Liba gaspa? By the case of Pesach Mishul Mishul Rabin. So that's Mechalik is Tindabesh Shmuel and Mechalik is Mechalik. The assumption of the Pesach is to be matter, even by case of Liba gaspa, Pesach Mishul Mishul Rabin. But Bechara, depending on how you learn the sugya, the flow of the Gemara, that's really very interesting. When the Gemara reads, Pashas, the Gemara saying Heter A, Heter B, and a qualification. Why do it like that? Because it's limiting both Heter. That's why the Gemara put it in that order. But the Maaseh, the assumption of the Beishmul is not like that, and that's how we paskin that Baal HaBe'ir, that Pesach Mishul Mishul Rabin is even a case of Liba Gospel. Okay, now.
Do we have a clear definition of liba gaspa?
No. Not clear.
I
we discussed, we just touched on yesterday, Pesach Pesuach Rishus Rav, define Pesuach. What does it mean, it's Pesuach, the door is open? So, it's a place in the Beis Meir, in the Kivager, in Chulis, it's in the Chuba packet. The Beis Meir says if the door is unlocked, even though the door is not open, it's called Pesach Pesuach Rishus Rav. Kivager says no, the door has to be physically open. It's not enough, the fact that the door is unlocked. Remorse passes in a tshuva that the fact that the door is unlocked is sufficient. You don't need that the door should be. You don't need the door should be actually physically open. Somebody asked me about storm doors. It's obviously the storm door has to be unlocked, but the fact that the front according to Kivager, you're only marking the Kivager, I don't think that the storm door, which you can see through totally, so that's people don't perceive that as a barrier. They perceive the front door, which is closed, as a barrier. But people don't perceive the storm door as a barrier. Okay, the heter pesach pesuach lishus sarabim is only because it's pesuach lishus sarabim. If you have a situation that it's lishus sarabim, we touched on yesterday, it's late at night. Is there a heter pesach pesuach lishus sarabim? So is the heter built on, what is the heter built on? The heter is built on, we have now, what theory one, the heter is built on because it's lacking of the shame in Malkam Yichud. So if that's the svara that's lacking in the Shem Malkam Yichud, so then, which is why whether it's Liba Gaspa is irrelevant, doesn't make a difference. Right? It's not called Shem Malkam Yichud because people can come in, etc. If I'm in a situation where people can't come in, so that doesn't have the heter of Pesach Pesuach Lishus Rabbim. Therefore, the Poskim suggests that late at night you don't have a heter of Pesach Pesuach Lishus Rabbim. From there, we moved to cars.
In our society, if you're kind of trying to walk into a house, door, lock, whatever, I understand in every community people will just kind of walk in doors open. I understand why that actually complicates the head. But in a city like Silver Spring, for instance, someone's walking into the house, I don't know, door locked or unlocked, always a knock, and they come. They're not going to get into a lock.
Okay, so right now we're suggesting that the heter is built on the heter is built on the fact that it's felt in Hashem Malkam Seser. Right? Maisa, the Chazanish learned that the heter is not based on that. The heter is based also on a swara of along the lines of the Rambam Amos. There's a swara of Amos Rabin. So Ramosha goes with that, and Ramosha says that therefore that's what he holds. Even the door is unlocked, if it's open, which means so. The Chazanish is a fascinating thing. He says, if you want to get into the minds of the psychology of a person who's about to do something improper, right? The nature of who's scared about being caught. All of a sudden, things which are uncommon become a real concern to him. That's a lot. That's how psychology works. Right, I don't think they're walking in my house, but the person's about to do something which he doesn't want to, he's about to do some of Aaron with Seser, right? And, it'll ruin his reputation. All of a sudden, he's worried about things which never happened. Because that's the nature of how the criminal mind works. So the Chazanish says we're using that sword to some extent. So if the person could walk in, that's enough to generate the fear that the person would be concerned about. That is. And some people hold that that's not a heter. They do raise that question, but that, the assumption of the Poskim is the Yisamech on the Sora of the Chazanish. The Chazanish is not written. The Chazanish is in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, I mentioned yesterday. There's a Sefer Dvar Halacha, which is probably the first Sefer which came out on Hilchos Yichud, Meyuchad on Hilchos Yichud. And it's the person is Rishon Zalman, the brother-in-law. It's not an Amoritz. It came out, the first version came out in Tavshin Kaf Gimel. So, and then it came out again in Tavshin Mem Aleph, and it came out again in Tavshin Nun Tes, and then, it kept being reprinted, or Nun Dal, I'm sorry, Mem Aleph, and then Nun Dal again, and it came out another time after that. He brings it, he learned by the Chazanish, and he brings that the Chazanish told him this story. And he was working on the sugars. He discussed with the Chazanish. This is the Sora the Chazanish told him.
From the Makar of the Sora, is it from Pesach Pesuach?
I didn't get the cards yet.
No, I'm saying the Makar of that Sora that the Chazanish gives.
The Makar of that Sora is, that's how you understand the Heter Pesach Pesuach.
Is an apartment building hallway or private courtyard called Chisarabim in this context?
Okay, we're going to get to there. We're going to get to there. Wait one second. We moved on to cars. So there's a Gemara inside that. The Gemara inside that, the Gemara says that the Savik Tumor Shas Yachis and Tumor Shas Rabim, the whole Sugya, which the Gemara learned out, Hilkus, Tuma and Tahara, the Gabi, Seder Taharis, from the Dinim of Isra Kilian, the Council of Kilian Steer by a site. The Gemara learns that because it says the lashon of Vinistra, but he needs more. I'll use the language of Tuma by a Saita. We learn out Hilchos Tuma from there, and there's a very clear Gemara. The Gemara defines a Rishus Rabim to be considered a Makam Seser in regards to Kina and Stira, Aleph. The Gemara says that, therefore, who then can be considered, we have a special law of Tumah Tumah Shas Yachid, is dealt with different than Tumah Tumah Shas Rabim in regards to Hilchos Tumah Tahara, not Ishus. Right, the Gabi Tumah Tahara, Seder Taharis, the Mor says that you can have a din of a Makam Seser in the middle of the street. Right, so if right in the 3 o'clock in the morning, middle of the street is a din of Makam Seser, and there's a Sabbat Tumah there, it's called Sabbat Tumah Rishus Ayachid, not Sabbat Tumah Rishus Arab. Okay, so now do you take that Sugya of Kinoy and Stira from a Soita, and you supply, which the definition of stira by a Soita, when the husband makana her, she has din a stira, and apply those klolim of Hilchas Stira to Hilchas Yichud. Are the two things the same? So if you look at that machloikus between the Beis Meir and their Kiveger, this is the machloikus. The Beis Meir says that there's no shaila that regarding the Hilchas Stira for a kinug and stira by a soita, being in a house with the the din stira over there is even in a house and the door is not locked, it's still a makom seser. So it's still considered a makom seser, even but as long as the door is closed, even though it's not locked, it's called a makom seser. Regabi dinim makina and stira. The husband warns the woman, don't be beseser with this individual. She goes into a house where the door is shut but not locked. She was called nister with that man, and she would consider she be also a mile out of sight. So it has a kiyum of a shame makom seser, right? Now, do you that? So okay, if that's true, that means the chara that hu adin the gabi hilchas yichud. I'm going to argue that that's considered a makom seser, and we usher for them to be a yichud, even though the door is unlocked. So the mayor, no, you don't compare the two. And even though the gabi hilchas kinoy and stira, that's called a makom seser, and if the door is shut, even though if it's not locked, she'd be over her loch of stira, and she'd come also to the bala. The guy be yichud, the head of Pesach Susus Rabim, is mutter because somebody could walk in. Adkan, Beis Meir. Mr. Kreger, no, you're wrong. We compare the two in the same way. That's the Tinder Makam Seser, the Gabi Dine Saita, who would the Tinder Makam Seser regards to Hilchos Yichud, and if a woman is ushered to be in a house with another man when the door is shut, even though it's not locked, but it's considered Makam Seser, just like you see by Saita. Okay, so now do I take that same argument and apply it to the middle of the street in the middle of the night? The Gabi Hilchos Stira, Kinyan Stira, it's considered Makam Seser. Right, so according to Kiveger, that's Makom Seser. According to Beis Meir, what's Zushel? We don't compare the two. The Kolam do not apply one to the other. So Rosh assumes that would be a car. It's sitting in a car in the streets. So Rosh goes through his steps in the shul by cars, and he said like this. He says, number one, well, that's because they're driving. While he's driving, he can't do anything wrong. Right? Can't do anything wrong while he's driving. Right? But what's stopping him from turning the car into a side street and then doing something improper in the side street? Thought process number one. So are we cautious for that possibility? So Moshe says, of course, Marshall, we're not cautious for that possibility. Means a case where right now it's on a Makom Seser, generating a makom seisa by doing moving somewhere else, it's not what Chazal were kosher for. He says he doesn't bring a raya to it, but the other person will talk about it. The Chazanish talks about it. He says that's the case of Rabbi Yosef, the more pay aleph from an aleph, that he stuck Rabbi B into the attic and he went away. There's no hetter to Balabir. So what's the hetter? Because they're not together. Why aren't you kosher that, you know, she'll bring the ladder for him? She'll get somebody else to bring the ladder for him. Right, can we do something else to generate a Mokam Yichud, a Seder Yichud? The Teretz is right now, it's not a Mokam Yichud, it's not a Mokam Yichud. End the conversation. We're not going to question that they're going to generate a situation of Yichud beyond what we have in front of us. That's what the Chazanish points out from this Gemara. So Rosh says, that's fine, okay. But that's true, they won't go off to a side street, but on the street itself, they could pull over to the side. That's not called going to a new Mokam. So if the situation, sitting together in the car, is a situation where we're chayshed that something might, talk with Yitzra, they might get the desirous of doing something improper, there's nothing stopping them from pulling to the side of the street. That's not a new welcome, that's the street. That's where they are. And the Russian said, well, it's a problem. So the Russian said, you have a problem being in a car together in the same situation of you.
Bring the ladders up, it's nice.
I think he holds stopping a car as it's not, you know, you're not doing anything. You're maintaining where you are.
You're going off the road.
What? You're not going off the road. You're on the road. Just on the street.
It's on the
shoulder. Yeah. I'll take you over that. That's not a new Malcolm. I mean, he doesn't bring the ride from the ladder. He brings the ride from the ladder. So you see, for Moshe assumes that a street bet is a Malcolm Yishun. Right? Now, the Bar Halacha brings a shita which says no. The street is not a Mokim Yichud. Especially nowadays. I imagine like this, if you want to talk about socioeconomic realities, go back before streetlights. You know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody out. Impossible. Impossible. I mean, you could take your lantern, torch and go, but like, the Gemara says that you don't travel at nighttime because it's dangerous. You might fall into pits, animals, a wild bandit. It wasn't a place where people, nobody went out at nighttime. Right? So, if you want to approximate that, so you go up across this bridge, and you go up left, you go up into the mountains. There's no street lights. Right? You're on this road, there's nothing there. It's totally dark. Right, but our streets, this is, the lights are on. The nature is that people will go out at nighttime, very rarely. But you can't call them welcome seisur because, again, the swerve of the Chazanish was once you're in a situation about doing something improper, you start worrying about, nobody's driven by in the last hour and a half. Yeah, but now they're going to drive by. That's what he's worried about. Right? So he argued that you can be makel under those circumstances. He says, but to make sure that heter applies, they have to be able to see in. So what they suggest in halacha is a person in that situation, they should turn on the dome light. So people can see in. Mersha has a different place he talks about it. He says, B'shas HaTach, woman's going with the guy in a taxi, she should ask the taxi driver to turn on the dome light so people can see in. At nighttime, when the lights are on inside the car, people can see in. Right. So I mentioned this yesterday. I didn't tell you the Bar Halacha. I just told you the promotion. Everybody got all nervous about dating issues. Or I mentioned taking the babysitter home. Right? Everybody got what about dating? Right? So taking the babysitter home is an issue. So if the wife can't take the babysitter home, the husband does. You should drive with the dome light on. This way, some people can see inside. Certain people can look out from inside the houses, people can drive by, so that's enough to be Samechan, Mashas Atak, to be Samechan, to be Mekel. By dating also.
Like 3 a.m.?
What?
Even at 3 a.m.?
That's what the Dvar Halacha brings, it's a sheet, right? That's his Kiddush. So, Mashas Atak, you should be Samechan on that. Now, however, this had to, once you park the car, you get out. Right? So you park the car, you shouldn't. Person comes back from a date, it's late at night. So I'm not advising getting to come back late at night. That's the norm. Taking off my rabbi hat, putting my Rebbe hat. It's not a good idea to stay out late on the dates. Okay. For multiple reasons. When you start dating, we'll talk about it. Or maybe you won't talk about it, depending. You don't want to hear what I have to say. But anyway, but Eight's a number, you know, number one, a person, I mean, theoretically, if a person lives on a main thoroughfare, so the merchant, you know, holds his mother, you know, a person lives on Arcola Avenue, there's always cars going by, whatever time of night it is, right? Right? There's cars going by, so dating somebody who lives over there, besides the fact that, you know, everybody's going to know about it, but that, you took, but that's a different issue, right? So, that's fine. So, eight's a, number one is you can stop the car in Arcola and have her walk home. I don't suggest that. Ace number two is you can stop the car and she should take the car and you should pick it up later on. I also don't suggest that. I mean, that's nicer than number one. At least she's driving home and you're walking. You know, first one, you know, you're driving and just leaving her on the side of the street. So I don't advise that. But the person should, once you go into the side, you just turn on the dome light so people can see in. When you stop the car, you really should not hang out in the car schmoozing. You should get her inside the house as early as possible, and you should park in front of the house as much as possible. Because the svara of that, you're in the street, you know, we're arguing in the street, you know, according to the Rosh Hashanah, in the street bats on the sidewalk, is a welcome seisr late at night. Right? We're going to be some of our luck, not like that. But one of the heterim is because people can look out. Well, I can guarantee you there's one house that's going to be looking out. That's her house. So you park in front of her house, you have a problem on the sidewalk. Because somebody's peeking through the cracks, aha, they're finally home. Like, wow, it's really late, you know, right? Whereas down the block, they're not necessarily looking, you know, unless they want to know who was she dating with. You know, that's the finish, right? Like, oh, wow, you know. But so you should try and park as much as possible in front of the house where she's living, you know, assuming that, you know, now she's a girl who's living by herself, doesn't have her parents there. You don't have that svara, but that really should get her inside as quickly as possible, and that's it. Okay. Now the Gemara goes by to the next step of the Gemara. The Gemara discusses an interesting case. The Gemara discusses a case of a noshim mibachutz with noshim mibifnim. So the Gemara brings it. Rav Kana said a case where you have men on the outside and women on the inside. So you have, because he says that the case over here, it's in the packet and the before showing the Gemara. That the case over here, we're not talking about houses in a chutzah. We're talking about one house where there are two parts of the house. And the inner part of the house, you can lock it up, etc., and it's its own place. But it's one makom batzer. Right? But we're not ossering two makomos. So we have the high-rise building where you have two apartments in the high-rise building, and there's a single woman living in apartment 102, and there's a single man living in apartment 107, right? So there's not a problem with you, because maybe, you know, he'll come knock on her door and go inside her room, inside her apartment. No reason to be cautious for that. But over here, we're dealing with it. It's bets in one mokum, and there's two parts to it. So Rav Kana says, if the the men are on the outside, women are on the inside, that's mutter. The men are on the inside, the women on the outside, that's a problem. Okay? Rashi learns what's the svara in the first case, why it's mutter. Because the men, there's no reason why the men are going to go into the women are. The women are on the inside, the men on the outside. And a man would try and do that. That would be strange. Like, there's no reason why she's going in there. But in the other scenario where the men are on the inside and the women are on the outside, the man's going to have to walk through the women to get out. So there's going to be a situation where you're setting up where a man's going to come out and join the women. And now he's going to be one man with multiple women, which is us. The more says that a b'risa said ipcha, the mesisa tani ipcha, that in a case where the men are on the outside, the women on the inside, that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because one man might sneak in with the women. There's no reason to believe any other men are going to go there. But vice versa, where the men are on the inside, the women on the outside, the man walks out, he's with the women, but at any given moment, another man could walk out. So he's getting scared to do anything improper because another man might walk out and join them. Okay. So Abaye says, now that Rav Kahana said one way, the Braisa said the other way, we should be machmir on both. The question which is discussed in Halacha is that Nikra Din, or are we allowed to be Samech Mekula? Right. Chilul Shulchan Aruch adds a kenech. Simon Chav Beis Sifav, the Nashim Harbi and Nashim Harbi in Cheshem Shemich. Hoya Nashim Ibachutz, Nashim Ibifnim, or Nashim Ibifnim, Nashim Ibachutz. Upirsha Isha Achas Levein Hoa Nashim, or Isha Echo Levein Ha Nashim, Asur Mishum Yichu. The Chalchos Mechoyke points out that according to Rashi, it's also Af Beloi Pirsha, because that's what we're afraid might happen. So the situation is not allowed to have the men here and the women there because something might happen. The way the Rambam learns, and the Shulchan Aruch found the Rambam, the Gemara is telling me that when it happened, it's a problem. So then the Beis Shmuel grapples, of course that's a problem. What's the Kiddush? So he deals with what the Kiddush is. A woman's working late at night in the office. A man's working late at night in the office, and they're in the same office. Nobody else is there. So she's in her office, her room, and he's in his room. So look, her, that's analogous to the situation we're dealing over here. They're right. They're not together. But the nature of what's going to happen is that there's a chashash that one of them is going to come out and be with the other one. Woman's in the building. She's in her office, and there's a shomer downstairs. There's a guard downstairs who's going. Not something she's mutar avichud with, or vice versa. You know, there's a man working, and there's a guard downstairs. There's a woman. The person wants. He's working late at his. You know, he has a project he has to finish, and he's working late at the office. And nowadays, a lot of times the equal opportunity. The person, the guard, is a woman. So he's the only two people in the building. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. The only two people in the building are this nice room young man and the woman downstairs. So you want to spend the night there? Fine. You know, if where you are, you have all of your you have all of the amenities that you need. You have the office, you have the bathroom, etc. You're not going downstairs. So we could argue. That's a case of we're dealing with a case where the man is inside and he might go out and be with the woman. Once he goes out and be with the woman, he can't get through the front lobby without having the situation be for him.
Can we say the average large office building these days has a janitorial staff overnight?
Well, it's a fair question, which is it is true. The question is, are those people which are not for yifu? I can't hear. Right. You know, I mean, that's true. The lobby is open and lit up, and it is Wall Street, and there ain't nobody outside on the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning. What? His heter's in the streets. Because the street is not a bat's not a welcome say, sir. You're in a building. Say, well, Chasha, maybe will somebody walk in the lobby, you know? Okay. Shuv, that's a good question. We touched on a little bit yesterday, Shir Yichud. So, Rishon Zalman points out on the Shir Yichud, we talk about elevators, that there's not a Shir Yichud in elevators. Rishon Zalman points out the elevators, and Dvar Lacha points it out, they both point it out, you know, separately, and then Rishon Zalman writes a note, I see that my, you know, you wrote this in your sefer. I wrote this in his Shuvah sefer, my Rishon also. The heter of less than a Shir Yichud is only if there's something compelling you to end this man. The man walks out and sees this gorgeous woman and he says, you know what, I'll stick around. It's only 3 seconds, but that's what we're afraid of. What's making him leave? In the case of the elevator, the nature is it's going to end and there's going to be somebody else there. So the heter of the elevator is because by definition, you will only be together for less than a Shir Yichud. But in a case where you could be extended as long as you want, see, even from the first second, Rosh Hashanah says it's also. So the lack of Shagichim won't help you.
You have the Chazanish's Svarim, people too walk into an apartment building.
Not an apartment building, someone's office building. People don't walk into office building at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, even the Chazanish would be stretching it. Right? So, if the person, you know, let's step number one. When the person's in their own makam, you know, we don't look at the building as all. Well, that's the case. You know, it's bets in one building, and there are sections inside of it. Or do we argue it's a very large building? The same way I tell you in the apartment building, I don't look at each apartment. So there's one big building, and there's different sections, and therefore the single man and single woman are going to have a problem with yichud. We look at each apartment as its own bias. So that's not the case of the Gemara. Now, if they have a different, there's a way to get exit without going through the lobby, right? So that the car by an office building, you can make the same argument. You know, each office is its own place; it has its own. And then there's the it's like a chutzner. The front lobby is like a chutzner. So I'm not in the same place with other persons. So even if I have two people working in offices on the same floor, if the offices are separate, Batsim, it's different. Each one has its own book. There's Simek on that, B'Shaz HaTchak. The person can do that. Now, but they can't leave at the same time. In that situation, you have two people working on together, two people working late at night, a man in one place, woman in another place, they have to be careful not to leave at the same time. A lot of times you can leave without going to the lobby. A person can go through to the garage. There's different ways of going out. You don't get involved in the shomer in the club. At a chanam, you have to go through where the shomer is. Now, what about security cameras? Right, so we asked yesterday, what about security cameras? So the person said that's clear that a security camera, which all it does is record, but nobody's necessarily monitoring it, A. Or B, the person who's monitoring it is the person you're worried about is in a yichud situation. So the security guard is watching in the camera while he's flirting with the woman. Shkoyach. He's the guy who's watching the security camera. Doesn't help you that there's a security camera. How am I what? There's a recording. So you have to remember that the chashash of yichud is not oinus. The chashash of yichud is pitu. So if the chashash is oinus, so she's going to go complain tomorrow and they're going to have it, and it's recorded. So he's not going to do anything because he'd be scared. If they both agreed to it, it was consensual, so why do you blow it? Why should you say the heter is? Because tomorrow he's going to go look at the person in charge is going to go look at who's complaining. She didn't complain. She was happy with it. He complained. Both were happy with it. That's what we're afraid of. They're going to agree to it. So there's no reason to look at a recording. So recording does not matter. The only way it matters is if you have a live feed. And there's somebody monitoring the live feed. But even that is only a heter if the person who's monitoring the live feed is the person who will be matter from yichud. But if the person that who's monitoring the live feed is the person that is the problem, or potentially one of the people, so what'd you accomplish? He's not a person. So the security guard down below, right, is watching the camera on the hallway on the 10th floor. So now there's a man on the 10th floor, there's a woman on the 10th floor. So now that's two men. But the Gemara says, one of them approves him, doesn't help you. So the guy sees and says, well, this man's, you know, flirting with the woman. I'll go upstairs and join him too. I don't know, what'd you accomplish? So, yeah, the guy is a shomer, you know, but Baruch Hashem, you got one of the fellows from the shomerim, you know, it's a shomer yid, you know, right? From the shomerim, right? Yeah, be able to pay. Okay, good, you know, so fine. What about if the security guard is a woman? One man or two women doesn't help you. So you have to test the idea of a live feed. Now, if the live feed goes to the police and the police are monitoring it, you know, like Mehechatesi, the police will be monitoring it, you know, that would be true. Okay, that's somebody which is off campus and not going to get involved. You'd assume that would be enough to be monitored.
In the office building scenario, the man knows that normally woman
is there at the same time as night, but he's not sure exactly where is. There a problem with yichud in that situation? Like, does he have to be cautious that maybe she lives there and don't have to plan for it? It's self. I mean, if there's a reason to believe that it's true, so that you know, suffic. If you don't yichud is the raisa, so like, suffic the raisa l'chumra. Now we have to make up. You know, chashoshes, you know, I'm working late in the building, I'm not around anybody there. I'm not going to be machzik harayis, right? But if I have a reason to believe that it's true, I can't ignore it.
So for apartment lobbies, they work late hours because there are so many people always upstairs.
The apartment lobbies, yeah, I think that's not. I mean, I'm not advising a man or woman should sit down and have a conversation over there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Go through the lobby, get out of there. I don't think so. No. Nowadays, there's so many things you can play with. We don't trust pictures, we don't trust movies, we don't trust recordings, we don't trust anything. Maybe, I don't know whether, I don't know whether necessarily you can maintain that, the reality. I don't know. I mean, theoretically, if we decide to do it in a way which should work, it should be mutu. Okay. The Gemara. The Gemara on Pei Aleph from Aveis.
Is that meant to be continually mundane, or just that someone could wash it at any time?
It has to be. You don't need to continue to mount it. So, okay, it's a fair question. It's interesting. Is there a heter of a yotze v'nichnas by Yichud? Let's present the question like that. The Gemara never presents such a heter. Okay? The Gemara never presents such a heter of yotze v'nichnas by Yichud. The Gemara does present a heter of yotze v'nichnas by Yai Nesach and by other things, by Yeridea issues. I'm afraid the Goy is going to do something improper, so with my he'll switch my yayin or asa my yayin. He knows the Jew is going to walk in any given moment, so he is scared to do anything improper. So if the sort of the logic is we can create this mirror since people are afraid to do something improper, we should logically apply it over here. The Mor never says it, and there are some places in which say you cannot compare the two, but the Maisa, the subject of Allah, is that we compare the two. So the idea of a Yerzeh Benichlis creates a heter. So let's say you have a situation, a babysitter situation. So the girl is over bas mitzvah. In the age of yichud, so a person who's over bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah can't be yichud even with a katan or a ketana who are over the age that they can have biyim. So you have a 9-year-old boy and you have a 16-year-old babysitter, you have a problem of yichud. Right? So how are you going to deal with that problem? How are you dealing with that situation? So one way to deal with the situation is to give a neighbor a key and have the neighbor come inside, in and out a few times during the babysitting session. So they're always on their toes because they're never a situation of yichud because you create a mirror system. That is accepted in halacha that you can do that. What?
Because not a
mirror system. It's a
mirror system. People barging in all the time. Why
isn't it a mirror system? No, it's not about barging in any time. The person came in two or three times while you're there. That's not called barging in.
Yeah, but it's not a system. People are. You're saying
there's
only one person coming in periodically.
It's just, yeah, it doesn't take a shame. It wouldn't take a shame.
So if a woman is an issur from 3 years old on, it's a mirror
system? I didn't say that. The person has to actually come, right? That because we live in a society where it's not common that people come in even if they have a key. The fact that the person has a key and never comes takes away the nurses.
No, but if he's coming, it doesn't come. Like they're expecting to come any minute.
I understand, but It's theoretically true, but the problem is that the nature of it. I mean, if you only use a babysitter one time, maybe it's a heter. If you only use a babysitter one time, and maybe it's a heter. If you only use it the next time, it's the last time nobody came. So yeah, he said he's going to come, but he never came. So you're undermining the mirsis. So I mean, even the concept of a yetzirich is beetsim is a chiddush. Not everybody agrees to it. So at least you want to do it the way it's supposed to be in halacha. I'm not saying by Hitler's Trafus, is if I tell the goy, I'm stepping at the cleaning ladies in my house right now, and I'm worried about I didn't put my wine away, and I have wine that's not mavushal, or help, right? So she's cleaning, I walk out, the husband, the wife, whatever it is, whoever so walks out. So he says, I'll be back in 30 seconds. Right? Now, I'm not going to be back in 30 seconds, but I told her back in 30 seconds. She's scared because I might be back in 30 seconds. Right? So I got Oyska schlepped a little bit. But at any given moment, she's scared to do anything because I might walk in the door. Right? The problem is that she comes every week, and I always tell her that every week and never come back. At some point in time, you're not going to be Mrs. anymore.
Right,
so now the question is, you know, can we extend this to the case of using this, you know, I hear the arguments, you know, would I want to be samech on it, I would not want to be samech on it, the shas tzadik, maybe be samech on it, just, you know, because we're stretching twice, we're making two stretches, and dealing with this is the rice, so far you want to make the amount of things based on sorrow, you know, dealing with this is the rice. So what age is there for a girl where there's an issur yichud with the girl? So that is a hard question. The simple answer is once the age that she's worried for beer would be the simplest answer. There's a chazan ish mash you can make until older. The more is again the more is chashash is again a chashash of pitu, not a chashash of oimus. The more says that the more seems introduced in such a sora that the Yudea, they know what Bia is, but they don't have time Bia yet. So they're not, there's no gates for them to do it. So Al Kuponim, in the case of Shas Tzadik, you can assume it to be made up to about eight or nine. So that works both ways, you know, that you have a boy babysitter with girls, you have a girl babysitter with boys. And both of those would potentially be a problem. Now, are there any other material for Yichud? Any other material for Yichud? So that's Perish and Shulchan Aruch, that a woman who's Baal of the ear, and therefore she is Mutzer to be Yichud because it's Baal of the ear. So once you generate that she's mutter, then the other women which are with her will not. So, okay, let's go back to this. What about one man with multiple women? So the Mishnah says one man with two women is also. What about one man with three women? So there's a Rashi on Hey Bays coming out. That Rashi on Hey Bays coming out with Mishnah Kol Shasaka B'Manoshim. So a person who is his business is the field that he works in is a field that deals with women. Right? He sells perfume. Right? So he cannot be with women. So Rashi says, "Scribe, of course." So we have before man can't be mizyachin with women. What's the finish of this Mishnah? So Rashi learns the chiddush of the Mishnah over here is even three women. A regular man with three women is mutter. This fellow who deals his business dealings are with women, so they need him, right? So they're willing to they're more connected to him. They're willing to cover for him. Whatever the story is, even three women is also. So Rashi says that one man and three women is mutter, except for a person who is a sakhim manasha. Tosis.
How's that even look in the first place? I didn't even get to that point, the sort of emotion. What does that mean?
He sells perfume.
What?
He sells perfume.
Why is that mutter in the first place?
What's the issue?
I mean, every 2 seconds you have a woman walking in to buy perfume. No men walk in to buy perfume.
Good, so you do it when the door is right open, so it's not part of the issue.
You can't
stop at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I don't think you should. Yeah.
Okay.
Tosis comes along and argues on Rashi. Tosis argues on Rashi and pays him an olive. He brings a raya from the Gemara before. So he answers Rashi's kasha a different way, that there's a heter ish de'imoy normally, that a man can be misyachel other women if his wife's with him, as the Mishnah said before. This fellow doesn't have that heter. Even ish de'imoy doesn't have that heter. He has to generate a situation that's not yichud because he doesn't have a heter ish de'imoy. But as it says, one man with multiple women is still going to be yosur. Shulchan Aruch Pas is not like Rashi. So one man, even with multiple women, is still yosur. The chen liyisyachad ishachad afilim nashim harbe. This is Shulchan Aruch and Sifei. The Rambam at the end brings v'yesh matirim ish echad im noshim harbe im ein iskoy im hanoshim. And then there is someone which is Rashi is matter that situation. The ma'isa we're not semach on shittas Rashi unless it's shas tzak. We'll be semach on shittas Rashi together with other sources im matter. The Shulchan Aruch passes clear that the lashon of the Ramah was yesh matirim. He doesn't say v'chinogu, doesn't say yesh linoig, doesn't say anything. He says there is something which are matir. You should know this is just such a shita. So that means when we have a situation where we need it, we'll pull out that shita and say everything is wonderful.
What was
the svarah why three women better? So there's two ways of saying it. One way of saying it is that you undermine the shame seser at some point in time. You know, one man with 17 women. You know, like, is that called seser? Right. So Rashi's the Shulchan Aruch said, yeah, one man with 17 women is also. Right. Multiple men with multiple women is not called. Is mutter. Shulchan Aruch says, but one man with many women is also. Doesn't say sheer. It's not after three. It's four or five or seven or. Right. Everybody else too is also. One man with two.
Two.
Oh, you got it. And Noshim Harbi, that's the Mechoyz, whether it's two and two or three and three. That's the Mechoyz.
So back to
where
I was saying before.
Let me just finish this thought. Right. So that's one argument, that why it should be mutter. The other argument that it should be mutter is because even though we say one man can be mefata to women, we're not questioning one man can be mefata to three women. So at some point in time, the numbers get beyond his control. So we're not cautious that. So, yeah, we understand that one man cannot give out to 100 women. It's not realistic, you know. Right? So, okay. So 100 is a mutter. Okay, fine. So what about 7? What about 75? What about 50? What about 25? What about 15? What about 10? What about 7? What about, you know, where do you draw the line? So Rashi draws the line at 3.
But isn't the concern that since Daitan Kalos or whatever, one woman can do, a man can be father would not be ashamed of other women in the room, as opposed to anything.
Okay, so that's a fair question. So it's a fair question. How do you understand the Gemara? So there's a Ritva. Ritva learns. There's two ways to learn the Gemara. Rashi learns that Rabbi Mefata both of them. The Ritva learns that they will be Mechapa. They're not afraid he's going to be Mefata both women. What we're afraid of is that they're going to be mechapa. They're going to cover for the. It means woman X will do something improper. Woman Y will cover for her. Right? That's how the Ritva learns. So according to the Ritva, there's no heter of multiple women because the same way one woman will be mechapa, two women will be mechapa. That's what we're worried about. According to Rashi, the way the Achronim learn Rashi, Rashi learns that that's one woman will not be mechapa for another woman unless she also gets her turn. So in Maryland, a situation where he cannot be mechapa both women. Even the first woman will not do it because she's scared the other woman will not cover it. Well, the other woman's going to be megala her what she did. So now she's boyish in that situation, she won't do it.
I've heard of the fetish of the Gemara about the perfume. I mean,
there's other truths. It says other truths. There's no hetter ishtei imoy. There's other ways of the Gemara, not like Rashi. Rashi l'shitaso makes sense that there's going to be a number where you have to change over. According to Ritva, it's not necessarily true. So one woman will do something improper, and two women will cover for her, or five women will cover for her. Right? We don't know. There's no reason, you know. The Gemara does say that's the first one a payalef on the base. If, however, the two women hate each other, then you don't have a heter. Then you have a heter. Then you have a chashash. because, you know, Reuben has two wives. Shimon now is Mizyachah, but Reuben's two wives. So Shimon has some problem with wife A. Wife B is going to say, great, and tell everybody about what wife A did. You know, she's not going to say, I'll cover for you, right? The Gemara says that will be a person who is Mizyachah with two tzoris, or a mother and a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law, a woman and her stepdaughter. And the verse is with an isha b'tinarka shidas tabiya benim maseres atzim labiya. In the last case, the Gemara gives us, you saw it, if you have woman A, and a girl who's old enough to understand what's happening, she has no time for herself. She won't do it. So once she won't do it, right, so then she's not going to be mechapa. So she's going to tell everybody what happened. So now the woman who's problematic is not a problem because she won't do anything improper because she knows that the girl will be megala. So from this Gemara, the Gemara gave me this yesod that if I have any situation where I have a woman who's not going to be involved, right, so the other woman is mutter. So what about a man with his mother and another woman? He's not going to do anything wrong with his mother, right? So Rashi says, yeah, but the mother will cover for him. I mean, there's something wrong with the other woman, right? Or do you say no? The Gemara says, sorry, we have two women, and one of them is not going to think improper, the other woman's going to be embarrassed now, right? She's not only going to do it, it's not just a question of being mekapa, it's a question, like Rashi says, she'll be mispata also, but one woman's not going to be mispata, the other woman's uncomfortable doing anything. So the Chazon Ish holds that situation is mutter, that a man with his mother with another woman, a man with his daughter and another woman, a man with his sister and another woman, even though sister is always a yichud with a sister, there's a sister dira with a sister, there's always a yichud with a sister, but she'll be matter, right? Or a woman who's baal beir, she'll be matter. So there's, you create, so you have a woman in the office, and she's married, is baal beir, right? And now there's other women in the office as well. So you have a man working in an office with three women. One of them is married. So if you hold the head to Baal Abir, works even though she's at her office. Right? There is a suggestion among some Paiskim that she should work out with her boss, that her husband should get access rights. Because if he can't get in because of a locked building, so what does it mean? Right, so that removes, in some way mitigates the Amos Baal Olel. From the Rabbi Baal Olel, Amos Baal Olel. Right, woman goes to the doctor. Amos Baal Olel, according to the Rashi, according to Rashi, there's no Hashta Osi. He's not going to barge into the especially if you have a locked office. You need to be buzzed in, you know. But even if you're not, like, he's going to barge into the examining room, you know. Right, he doesn't even know something where she is. Right. So, according to Chazon Ish, the heter baal beir, Amos baal olel, generates a lot more heter than the svar of hashta osi. But if you can get a hashta osi type of a svar that the husband could come, theoretically he has access, it'd be much better. Okay, let's hold it here. We didn't cover everything, but there's at least gave you a little bit of a flavor of the sugya. If I'm not going to be here tomorrow, I would suggest, some of you don't have time, if you just want to just bring together, you could go through the Shulchan Aruch at least and see the cases. Shulchan Aruch, there's in the Tshuva packet, in the Tshuva's packet, the first thing is an Igros Moshe. This is an Ebenezer Chelek Dalet. So he talks about, in Simon Samach Dalet, he goes through like three or four cases. But Siman Samach Hey, he goes with 22 cases of Yichud. That's the whole Siman is about different cases of Yichud. Something like 22 cases of Yichud. Person goes to the doctor, woman goes to the doctor. What's the heter? If you don't have a pesach basuch, you have a window. People can see in. What's the heter for that? Woman going in a car. Pesach basuch belayla. Pesach basuch when the door is shut. Ishtim Hashem Rasa, his wife is with him. How far does the heter wife going with that? What about all the relatives? What about a man who's old? Nashim Harbe, are you allowed to, are you a person allowed to teach little girls? Children, the more said you can't teach children, very young children, because the mother brings the kids. But if a man's mirror is not a problem because there's Ishma Shemrosa. What about she's not in town? She went out of town for a week. So all of a sudden, Rebbe can't go to work for the week. What happens over there? So Imam Rashi goes to a lot of practical cases of halakha l'maisa. So it's definitely kedai to browse through it. Okay.